There's a real contrast between that music and the energy and excitement and knowledge that my next guest brings to just about everything that he does. Jared Whateley is his name. You hear from him every week as we talk about the world of sport, and he joins us now. Hi, Jared.
Hello, Waleed.
There you go. That's the contrast I was talking about. we're going to start talking about the A-League, but perhaps just a little audio reminder for people in case they didn't hear the game yesterday or aren't up to date with what happened. A thrilling grand final finish.
Surge forward, Brawish, top of the area, controls it, dribbles it for Berisha. Berisha stands on the ball, shoots, blocked, tries to go again, Berisha. Oh,
had an answer.
Penalty.
Penalty.
A penalty.
Oh, can you believe this?
Oh, no.
This is heartbreaking for Perth. And the men in purple swarm around the referee. Berisha brought down in the last seconds of regulation. He kisses the ball, Besar Berisha. Puts it on the penalty spot. Last play in regulation. This to win the grand final for Brisbane. Vukovic to try and force extra time. Berisha strikes. Scores!
It's the stuff that sporting folklore is made of, those sort of contests and the controversy. But Jared, really, really, really wasn't a penalty, was it?
Well, not in my opinion. In the moment that it unfolded, I thought penalty. And certainly the referee felt that. It looked like Berisha had been clipped and thwarted his shot. He took nothing but air with the swinging right boot. And then it was said, I guess everybody looks to the television replay, and it was said the first would be instructive. And so it was. And you could make the case that Berisha tipped himself over. He swung so hard, became off balance. I will just add, though, that tonight the referee's boss from the A-League, who might be taking lessons from the AFL, has declared that this was a correctly awarded penalty, but they don't believe that there was contact to the left heel of Berisha. So not the swinging right boot, but that he was touched off balance on the left heel.
On the basis of what?
Well, on the basis that this is the decision that decides the season. So if there is a way to rationalise it and stand behind it, then you should.
The only problem is that, like, he's caught red-handed.
We've got
every angle you could possibly hope for footage of this, and it's pretty clear none of that happened.
No, well, I would certainly argue the toss that it happened. So what you have, and this is, there are two ways to look at this. You have the whole A-League season boils down to one moment, and it's not a spectacular last-second goal. It's not a brilliant reflex save. It's the whistle. But this is part of football. And those who reacted to this with rage and fury last night, declaring that this is why football will never catch on in Australia and it's the ruination of the sport, they ignore the fact that because the game's goals are valued higher than virtually any other sport, that so much power does reside with the referee and the calls that are made here. And it's part of the sport, just like the missed offside call. It's part of the sport, just like the penalty shootout. Now, if you don't like it, then the sport's actually not for you. So don't tear it down because you don't like the sport. What happens around the world in moments like this is people fume, quite rightly. The villain, who's Berisha in this case, if you do believe that he took a dive, then there'll be a certain amount of scorn and shame brought upon him. And then the game will renew. People will get over it and the next season will start. And this is the way the sport unfolds around the world.
It's the big structural problem, though, with this code of football, though, that because there's so little scoring, the worst team can very often win, and so much rides on the referee's whistle. And as you say, that's just part of the game, and you either like that or you don't. But I just got a theory here, Jared, that the biggest obstacle culturally that football has to taking hold in Australia is this question of diving and the sort of the excessive playing up of injuries that, you know, this sort of Australian audiences just don't really like a great deal. And to see it on display in quite this way, and I will just come down and say I think this was a dive.
Yep.
To see it on display in this sort of way, it just cannot do any good, can it, for the future of the code in this country.
It is an affront to people who casually follow the sport. And the A-League has, it knows this. You know, Ernie Merrick, who is a long-time coach of the Melbourne Victory, he was a very strong campaigner and a chastiser of divers, both within his own club and in the broader competition. Yes, it is. It galls, though. It affronts, I think, the sense in which we approach our sport. But I will say this, it is the world game, and yes, it should be played with its own character here. But I don't think you can bring those from around the world to participate in the game and then expect it to be played differently here to everywhere else in the world.
So what happens then? Like, because ultimately, if you think about the future of the sport in Australia, you might be unrealistic expectation, but the consequences of it don't go away.
No, but I do think it just boils down to it is part of the sport. And so for all, I don't think it's been a huge problem here. It is a problem from time to time. But in the game's biggest moments, this is what transpired. And I think that's, you know, Josep Berisha is from Albania and things aren't frowned, diving is not frowned upon as it is here. For me, he initially overbalanced, in my opinion, and then he rolled around trying to deceive the referee and did. And I think in time, he'll wish he hadn't done that. And certainly, even by the time the laps of honour were finished, one of his teammates had expressed the view is we came here to win fairly, and the implication in that was that they didn't win fairly. And that was already a source of disappointment.
Oh, wow. The only way Australia will reconcile itself to that is if we win a World Cup by taking a dive or something.
And this is why it is close to home, because we've seen the bitter consequences of diving in that final against Italy in the knockout phase of the World Cup in Germany. So the audiences here are well schooled upon it. Mm. But I can remember the outcry after that night is that people would have nothing to do with football ever again. And yet here we are and people still do. And this will pass. This too shall pass.
I suppose that's true. Although just to make the record clear from my perspective, that one I don't reckon was... you could pay that penalty. This one you just couldn't, like, to me anyway. Notwithstanding whatever Bay League want to say about it.
Yeah.
They're quite different scenarios. We shouldn't finish this segment, of course, without mentioning that it was a cracker of a game and you had Perth up 1-0 and Brisbane storming from nowhere. Really, even just to be in the game at that point, I mean, it was a fantastic match.
And Berisha scored a superb goal 5 minutes from regulation. So he was the one who put it on terms. I think the other thing that's been lost in all of this is Perth had gone down to 10 men. Dean Heffernan had been sent off in the couple of minutes leading up to this. They were about to enter a phase of extra time from which they wouldn't have come out with parity. So the right team won, and they won across the season, across 2 years. They're the first team to go back-to-back in the A-League. And they won because they have a superior system. They have this extraordinary belief inbuilt by Ange Postecoglou. It's a huge triumph for them. It is a pity that it is soured in this way by the debate. And unfortunately, it will always stand as a cloud over this game. And that's a pity, I think, because had we gone to extra time, I'm sure they would have won in a different manner.
Well, maybe Melbourne Victory can replicate it next year when Ange Postecoglou moves to Melbourne Victory.
All of us with a soft spot for the Victory are counting the days, and I don't think we'll be counting more than on one hand.
Well, we'll look forward to that. Good to talk to you again, Jared.
Good on you, Waleed.
Jared Whateley there from AVC Grandstand speaking to us.